What's up, friends? Thanks for hopping on Emily Caroline's podcast this evening. I am so excited to dig into this topic with you guys. So as a lot of you guys know, today is 9/11. And when we say 9/11, a lot of people freak out, get scared, or just feel so worried and stressed out or really sad and depressed. Like they don't want to be here in this world anymore because that day was hard on millions of people and it really affected so many people around this world. And I don't usually share my own feelings and emotions about this day because a lot of people just disagree. Everyone disagrees with each other, or they block people, or they don't like you, or they hate you, or they persecute you because you're saying of what you feel and how you want, how God is telling you to share the gospel with 9/11. And so today that's what I'm going to be doing. And it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And I love this about Paul's hardships. And that's what I'm going to be really digging into this with this podcast, because 9/11 is a huge hardship. It's a huge trial and tribulation for each person in this world. It affected a lot of people. And a lot of people I don't even know. And I wasn't a part of this in 9/11. I was just like maybe 4 or 5 years old. My mom was telling me about it as I got older, but it still meant something to me because I love people and I love God, and seeing people hurt, it hurts me because I'm so connected to God. So Paul's hardships, this is verse 3. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, and hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, and purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, and the Holy Spirit, and sincere love, and truthful speech, and in power of God, with the weapons of righteousness in the right hand and the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live unbeaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet many, rich, have nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affliction from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak to you as my children. Open wide your hearts also. And the reason why I'm sharing the scripture today is because it's a hardship. We're all going through something. We all have either lost somebody through 9/11, which was 20 years ago today, or we have been hurt by this day in some way. Our hearts have been affected. We think about, oh my goodness, in the next maybe 20 years, is there going to be another war where this happens again? And God does say in the Bible, there's going to be wars, but that doesn't mean that we're going to all die. But I truly believe that there's going to be a war. I'm not saying in the next 20 years or in the next couple years. I don't know when, because I'm not God. But I do know that there will be another war in this world, because I believe it teaches people that are atheists, that are non-believers, to look to Jesus and to look to God. And there is going to keep being wars until people understand who God is. And there's going to be people who do not understand who God is. And that's up to God whether they go to heaven or hell. And it's such a hard topic to discuss. But I want to encourage you guys with Paul's hardships. And this scripture, what I was reading out of the hardships, troubles, and endurance, sleepless nights. Today, if you're one of those people that are just depressed, you don't want to do anything with your life right now. You just want to be left alone in your bedroom crying or listening to music. And you just don't want to be around people because it's a hard day for you because you lost someone really close. I understand that completely, of losing someone close to you through death. But I also know that God wouldn't just want us to sit down and cry. And neither will your loved one. Your loved one would want you to go and pursue what God has to pursue, to be the light in this dark world, to be the new light that people need in their lives, to be the encouragement, to be the inspiration. And we will never be the validation in this world, but we will be the light that God has created each of us to be in some which way in life, in this life. And so God's going to give us understanding through today. And I'm making a podcast for 9/11, and I want to share this Paul's hardship scripture with you guys in 2 Corinthians, because it's not just, I'm just going to put out another scripture for everyone to read. That's not why I'm doing that. I truly felt that God was tugging on my heart today earlier and just saying, Emily, you got to go and you got to share this scripture with the world today, because the world is a broken world. And even though I am broken too, as the world is, but the Holy Spirit is within me, and I stand firm with the Holy Spirit in whatever I do and pursuing. And so I know that God would want me to encourage you guys today just to look to God. Look at the good things that you guys have today. Don't look at the negativity. Don't look at the things you don't have, the people that you don't have in this life. Don't look to the things that you wish you had, or the people that you wish you had, or how you wish 9/11 never existed. Like, there's so many different ways I can go on with this. But I encourage you to look to Jesus. Look to the nature, because that's what God created. Look at yourself. God created that too. God created every part of us and everything in it. He created everything in this whole world. And so when I think of that, and I remind myself who God is and what he created and who he created, and I know his son who died on the cross for all my sins and our sins, if you believe that, then we're saved. And there's nothing that can go wrong. Yes, there's going to be trials and wars and people that pass and people that attack. There's going to be persecutions. But Jesus is always going to be there. He's going to always be by our side through whatever persecution or war that we're going through. And so I really pray that this podcast really encourages you guys today, and that it really shows and fixes your eyes on Jesus and the truth that will be revealed to you and God's timing. So thanks for joining Emily Caroline's podcast today, and stay tuned for more, guys. Thanks.